opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, Everybody.
Off the record with Chicago Life, Bahama, Bahamas First, General Insurance Company, Bank of Bahamas, Burger King, Caribbean Gas, Central Bank, The Cleveland Clinic, Everybody Wins, Family Guardian Insurance, Janae's Uniform Center, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Ross Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, The Tourism Development Corporation, and Wendy's.
I don't like to be, you know, pitied, but I figure, you know, since this is the way the hand was dealt, I gotta live with it this way, and I'm gonna try to help anybody I can.
Like a comet blazing across the evening sky, gone too soon. Like a rainbow fading in the twinkling of an eye, gone too soon. Shining, sparkling, and splendidly bright, here one day, gone one night. Like the loss of sunlight on a cloudy afternoon, gone too soon. Built upon a sandy beach, gone too soon. Like a perfect flower that is just beyond your reach, gone too soon. To delight in one day, gone one night. Like a sunset dying with the rising of the moon,
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Trust that you are doing well on what for many been a difficult set of days. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. And I trust that you are coping, doing well on what is for many a difficult set of days from Independence Day, having to fathom, come to grips with a horrible, horrible tragedy in our country, in which 10 lives on board an airplane were taken following a crash in the woods in San Andres. And I have to confess that I tried to contemplate the extent of the tragic experience of the people on board, the people who now survive them, their family and their friends, even this nation at a further distance than family and friends, but a nation nonetheless. And it has been a difficulty, an immense difficulty. In fact, the last time, the first time, something so near and tragic I recalled in my conscious life was the chalk flight that crashed just off Florida and had taken 11 Bahamian lives. In total, 20 persons on that flight died. And most of them, the 11, were from Bimini. And then I recalled as I was reclining in my living room, watching something, getting a call from my niece to ask me, had I heard? And I said, had I heard what? Did you hear something about Miles Monroe? I said, something like what? I've heard nothing. And then she told me, and then from there, the search and process continued to find out what was happening, and only to find out what happened in that instance. And so this last event, tragedy, struck me like that. Not that I knew any of the persons, but just the magnitude of what was supposed to be a celebratory set of circumstances around the independence of the country, and that many of the members being of the Pond Band, going to participate in what would have been celebrations of our independence to end in that way. So our condolences here on Z Live, my family, our listenership, to all the family members, all the friends who are today grieving, some of whom have had a really intimate look at that tragic scene and the circumstances, and who must now grapple with what they saw, they heard. And I have no doubt will need and perhaps should seek support in having to do that grappling. We do not know the cause of the crash, though I'm sure there are those who have their thoughts. We do not know from the police. They confirmed the dead identities, but we have an idea. We know names that have been put forward. We know from relatives what seems to be clear about some. We know pilot was flying, but we don't know much more in terms of definitive official statements about what happened, what was the cause, etc. And I shall not take time on this show to speculate, venture any guess. Do not want to today entertain any such speculation. I don't want to spend the day blaming anyone, accusing anyone. I think that there are reasons to have some genuine concerns about circumstances around this and other things. But I do believe that there is a need for all of us to act responsibly. And so today, my focus is really in support of the family members, friends, the nation, that has to grapple with it all. Some of the background stories are heartbreaking, heart-wrenching. And in moments like these, if you are having to deal with the family, as a matter of fact, you don't have words. You hope that your presence, you hope that a hug, you hope that a kiss, you hope that a touch, a look, something conveys to them the sense of sadness and the I'm here with you. That's what you hope that they will get from your presence. But sometimes a lot of words just don't do it. When we come back, I want to share some more around this issue, around it, as to the humanity that we can, should display in the circumstance. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF broker, already access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
Looking to transfer your designs directly to fabric or garments for the family gatherings, funerals, social clubs, team uniforms, and much more? Contact Janae's Uniform Center Digital Team via WhatsApp. Text only 817-3295. Get that special effect image on your t-shirts or garments for your group. We use the latest technology in embroidery, DTF, and regular DTF transfers to print your file. Contact Janae's Uniform Center, Chesapeake Road, 394-8385 or 6, or email sales@janaes.com or www.janaes.com. Look sharp and fresh.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Plus, reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather, 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
Serious beef, then get ready, because Burger King Nassau is bringing back the double quarter pound king. That's a full half pound of flame grilled beef, topped with melty cheese, tangy mustard, crunchy pickle, and fresh onions. Served on a toasted sesame seed bun, classic style. Big flavor, big protein, big satisfaction. Get your double quarter pound king meal with medium fries and a drink for only $10.35. More food, less money, only at Burger King Nassau.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this difficult days as we grapple with the tragedy that took place on Independence Day involving a plane crash that killed 10 souls. The plane exploding into flames and burning to death on board. And we have heard from Prime Minister. We've heard from the minister, we've heard from the president of the Christian Council about the tragedy. We will await further information about what caused the crash. And it is possible to wonder about it, want to know what happened, because it is what helps us to try to work to ensure that nothing happens further like this if we can prevent it. It is not unusual when things like this happen to have of religious thoughts about it. People who wonder, maybe even suggest that somehow this is some spiritual happening. And I've heard it, I've read it, I've seen it, I've heard people say it. And I think that that is, even while I understand it, I really think that it's speculation like everything else, right? Unless you know, it's only speculation, unless you know, right? If you're confused, God isn't the author of confusion. When God did and done, and he did things, and we saw what he did in the world, if that's what you believe, he said so. Lot, get out of this place. I'm going to destroy it. Moses, I'm going to destroy these people. Noah, I'm going to destroy. God didn't leave nobody wondering, maybe God. No, why? God is not the author of confusion. So the people running around thinking, God killed my family in a plane crash, and burnt them up to get me a message? He let all the mother people fly all around the world, all across the Bahamas. But he killed my 10 people? Killed Miles Monroe and his wife and those who were on board with them? If we don't know, we should shut up. If we don't know, we should just shut up. We should just do what we know to do. Sympathize with the grieving. The heartbroken. Pray for the weak. We know that. We know to do that. We can do that. But this speculation business, really? Me to be presumptuous, to speak for God? You are crashing planes now? You let the plane land in Florida. You let the plane land in Freeport. You let the plane land in Bimini. You let the plane land all over the place. But this one, you decided you gonna pick off. Because the pond band was on it. Really? If we don't know, and I will never be so presumptuous as to try to know. When I was a younger man, a younger Christian, man, some of the things I thought and said, I think back now and think, how could you be so presumptuous about God? Really? But what we know to do, that is what we should do. And we know how to love. We should. We know how to care. We know how to sympathize. We should. And we can do that. If you want to pray, you know how to pray, pray. Yeah, you can do that too. But we should have some sensitivity to the people who have to live hard with the loss of their family members in such a tragic way. In particular, you know, you never want to lose anybody. I lost my mother. And my mother was 86 years old. I loved her dearly. I love her dearly. I miss her. For the last 3 or so days, and this was untied to this tragedy, I don't know exactly what it is. My mother's birthday is coming up. And this has not happened before, but I don't know, it may be connected to that. But I have had moments of carefulness, just thinking about my mother, missing my mother. But my mother was 86 years old. So it hurt me and crushed, but she was 86 years old. That wouldn't be the same thing watching one of my children die. one of my younger siblings, or any of my siblings who are not elderly, or a cousin, because the order of life just tends to be different. And there is a sensitivity we must show in these things. And if we are baffled, it is okay to say, God, you know, I don't understand what you're doing. I don't understand what's happening. I don't know if you had anything to do with this. I don't think so, or I suspect so. If you want to talk to God that way, go right ahead. Maybe he'll give you some clarity, but don't go shout, don't go posting it on Facebook, sending it around on WhatsApp. If you're confused, get your confusion cleared up before you start commenting. Here's my point. You should want clarity. And you have a right to ask God for clarity. He may not give it just now, but you have a right to ask. God isn't afraid of your asking him hard and difficult questions. Why did this happen, Lord? He might actually tell you. He might tell you through the investigators. Because we live in this world. And we are subject to the natural forces of this world. Did you realize that? Try and ask God to have you be no longer subject to gravity on the earth. Ask him. I'm not sure you can get a very good answer. Right? Just like when we use the natural laws of this universe and get good things. So the earth, if you plant a seed and you water the seed and you put sufficient nutrients in the soil, you will get a harvest. I have grown tomatoes and cucumbers and papayas and pomegranate and sugar apple. All of those I have grown. I don't complain to God, oh my word, why are you doing this? Why are you letting these fruit trees and these vegetables grow? I don't complain about it. But the minute something happens untoward that is consistent with the natural happenings of our world, if you and I go on the road and we drive recklessly, we run into somebody, we can hurt ourselves or them or kill ourselves and them, that is part of the natural order of things in our universe. We fly in a storm, maybe it gets hit by lightning or something else happened, turbulence is too strong, things happen. Just as if we don't fly through turbulence and we have calm weather and so forth, we go and take nice flights. We don't complain and say, well, what kind of God would have us flying safely in Florida, in New York? We don't do that. But the minute something happens on the opposite, we then spiritualize it. Maybe that's why the apostle said, listen, man, in all things, just give thanks. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. It's a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
A business owner or ready to become one? At the Tourism Development Corporation, we work with tourism entrepreneurs at every stage, turning ideas into thriving businesses and helping existing ones grow. From business development support and funding opportunities to targeted initiatives and strategic partnerships, we're here to help you take that next step. Build your future in tourism with the Tourism Development Corporation. Visit tdcbahamas.com to learn more.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air, the Athlete's Foot, and BTC Games and More. John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson, Island Luck, Starbucks, and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? Brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
I'm not afraid. Stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Stay.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join me here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this Monday afternoon, where we are remembering, we are considering, we are breathing with family and friends and the nation in respect of this tragic plane crash on Independence Day. And I hope that the family members, and I've heard some of them say that they are not alone, that they have had friends and family who've been there to console. They will need that. It's important to have that when you are hurting, when you are grieving. You know, there's only so much people can do in terms of supporting a person in their grief, but in that they are there, it does help. Even if people don't acknowledge it at the moment, even if people don't respond to it at the moment, in my own experience, it helps. Kind word, you know, a text. Maybe they don't respond to the text right away. Maybe they don't respond to the call right away, but they see it. Sometimes, yeah, you know, I think they're calling about mommy dying, daddy dying, our brother or so, you know, and they, but you have to allow people space. You have to allow them space to grieve. And you have to allow them form to grieve. No, they don't grieve in your way. They don't get grieved in their own way. You can't look at somebody and they don't look affected. You don't know that. They look too over affected. You don't know that. We have to let people grieve in their own way. And this is very early in the process for folks. Very, very early. But they'll need support, and they will need, you know, whatever support they can give. I have a friend of mine who, like, she's always been so unique in the way she responds to people in their time of tragedy, in that she'd never, well, you know, if you're grieving, cleaning up your house and something on your head, then they may go and do that. Or you're grieving and, you know, maybe you're not focused on eating properly or getting a meal, and go and do that kind of stuff. Very practical approach to supporting people in their difficult times. And these were a lot of young people, young, vibrant people with what would have been thought lots of life to live. Lots of life to live. Cut off short. Some people may say too soon. Text has messed me right up out the gate. This not alone. My husband died on December 30th, 2024. Our condolences to you. So may the good memories with your mom continue to warm your heart, especially when missing her. That's what I do, you know. I do turn to the good memories. I do, and I get to laugh. I get to, you know. One good thing about every time I cook, I have a part of her with me. Because my mother taught me to cook practically every meal I know how to cook. I'm talking about literal memory that she said, do it this way. She said, do it that way. And so, yeah, I remember the good things. It says, good afternoon. Can you play Elton John, Candle in the Wind, for those families that are grieving? Thank you. I know music responses, I mean, music requests today, but you know, that's a great, great song and, you know, and in the lineup. So you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news shortly. This says, good day, Mr. Lang. What a beautiful, fitting song. If you can play another song, how about Michael Jackson's song, Gone Too Soon? I pray for all the families who are grieving. We play Gone Too Soon. But we'll take a break for news, and then when we come back, we will continue our show. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after the news break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Goodbye, England's rose. May you ever grow in our hearts. You are the grace that placed yourselves where lives were torn apart. Called out to our country, and you whispered to those in pain, now you belong to heaven, and the stars spell out your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in. Your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will. Loveliness we've lost, those empty days without your smile. This torch we'll always carry for our nation's golden child. Even though we try, the truth brings us to tears. All our words cannot express the joy you brought us through the years. And it seems to me you've lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in. And your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. It was burned out long before your legend. Goodbye, England's rose. May you ever grow in our hearts. You were the grace that placed yourselves where lives were torn apart. Goodbye, England's rose. From a country lost without your soul, who missed the wings of your compassion more than you will ever know. And it seems to me you've lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in. And your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will.
One of the things that happens when we experience what we are experiencing is it does make you soberly contemplate the fragility of life. You consider that notwithstanding our vigor, notwithstanding our dreams, our hopes, our aspirations, notwithstanding our many, many activities, there are circumstances in this world that can terminate a life, terminate lives very quickly. And so that we lose this sense of certainty. When you are young, in particular, you have this, you almost have a sense of immortality. You feel like you are invincible in a way. And then things like this happen. And we come quickly to know we're not. Some people come by it through through a disease. Even if the disease is not terminal, if it's malignant, with the prospect of being terminal, you overcome it, you know. you lose that sense of invincibility, and you gain a sense of mortality. I think that having been told that I had cancer and having dealt with it, I have to confess that every day I am more mindful of my own mortality. And I try to do what I can to keep this old body of mine in as good a shape as I can. I don't always succeed, but I certainly am more focused on it than I ever was. But this is what happens when we have to stare mortality in the face, and we have to stare death in the face. And I'm not looking forward to death. I'm no pugilist. You know, and I don't live in a death accepting culture. We live in a death denying culture. We hate death. Conceptually, for me, death is a comma rather than a period, a full stop. Because in my belief system, it is the gate to a larger life. A dark gate, an unwelcome gate, but a gate nonetheless. So we grapple as a country, as a nation. And as people have said, I have a text there. Let me read that for you. Let me read that text for you. The text must disappear. Anyway, what the person was saying was, we've had, I found it. It says, Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. The amount of total fatalities in a one-month period, vehicular, the plane crash, these activities are not normal. In fact, paranormal, they say, or even supernatural in nature. I don't believe that, but I mean, that's what they say. A number of factors may be key as to the end result in each case, but most definitely an urgent need, prayer, and a cry out to God for relief and comfort is necessary. Is it supernatural? Is it? See, there are events that could happen, disastrous events that could happen that you and I have not even considered imaginable. But they are on the improbable scale. They could occur. And just because a thing happens that is improbable doesn't make it supernatural. It just means that the events of life finally conspired to bring them together. You know what I mean? September 11th. You remember that event? Right? Chalk's plane crash. You remember that event? And, you know, yes, I agree with you. I mean, we don't stare at a car crash killing four or five young people, and then another young set of young people dying in this way, and then the crash. No, that's but yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not leaping to supernatural. I'm not. See what I try to remember is, if the devil, if as we say, the devil has all that power, well, he sure is very select with it. And if God is all that conniving and insidious, vengeful maybe, seems kind of erratic. Right? Kind of erratic. So I don't leave there, no. Because I don't know. And so I don't venture about that which I do not know. I could speculate my head. Some things I think in my head, I ain't put on paper, and I'm not gonna put in the airwaves. Because they just speculations, and I ponder them and I research and I reflect, and you know, if I get an answer that crystallizes a viewpoint, I'm like, okay. I may choose to share it or not share it. But these have been very difficult times. The Ministry of Transport has had a hell of a time these last months. The ministry, you know, realize that almost all of these things, vehicular traffic, is that not transportation? The plane crash on December, on Election Day, the plane crash on Independence Day, DPL. Ministry of Transport has had to deal with a lot, a whole lot. Hell of a lot. And we'll have a lot of answers to provide. None, you know, they don't particularly specifically the rebit of the government of the Bahamas. We'll have to speak to and address these matters. Today, for the grieving, for the hurting, pray for peace, comfort, strength, guidance. I recall the Prime Minister Davis. He was kind of taunting the opposition when he said this, but he told them about the five stages of grief, and that he suspected, following upon the election, that they were grieving, going through those stages. And again, he was saying it in jest. Uh, But we will see now, because the five stages of grief are denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and then acceptance. If you actually move successfully through them, there shall be a great deal of anger, I suspect, arising from this and other events. And here is where sound counseling and support can be helpful. Because if people get stuck, you don't want people to get stuck in anger, you don't want people to get stuck in depression, you know. So that's a lot of suffering to have to go through on top of the loss of one's loved one. So we will see. I was reading the story in the Nassau Guardian about the experience that Macaro's friend had with him, Kelson Fowler, who had to see his friend. He is Macaro's friend. Macaro is 24, Fowler is 33. He was at his side for a while his friend, who had been severely burnt, was lucid to some degree. He was trying to support his friend in that difficult situation. Macaro, having lived that experience, Fowler talked about the need for better rescue services in situations like these. But the tragedy of that experience for him must have been something. You know, I don't know if I told you all this. I don't know. My son, my second son, who lives in Canada, he lives in Halifax, went paddle boating for the first time in his life, he and a friend of his. And he was, he said while he was paddle boating, you know, the boat turnover. And he said he never realized how heavy the paddle boat was. He got separated from his friend. His friend didn't know if he was alive. He didn't know if his friend was alive. He had no trekking through the forest there in Halifax. And he had to stumble his way through. He was in need. He didn't know what was going on and so forth and so forth. And he eventually stumbled into some people who was able to help him make a call that he was able to then get some transportation back to his. I was thinking to myself, this young man could have been gone just like that. And he thought so too. He thought so too. You know what he told me yesterday? He said, Daddy, do you know the same place where I was? 2 days later, a person on a paddle boat turned over and drowned. We live in a world. Sometimes our choices, innocent as they may be, can land us in difficulty, yea, even in fatality. As Texas I, Chivago, the Ministry of Aviation is also included along with the Ministry of Transport here. Yeah, is transport and aviation two separate ministries now? I don't quite always remember. They may well be. This text says, didn't we have national outrage after a lady was carried on the back of a truck to receive medical attention? Was it? Yes. I remember that. How long ago was it that this very same administration promised to address this? I hear the cries for sympathy, and it is warranted, but why within 1 year have we had one predictable, avoidable, complete system failure one after the next? Is that what we had? Do we know that yet? This text says there is a theological framework that deals with theodicy, or the argument of what God allows based on Ephesians 1:11, he ordaineth all things. Well, yeah, but allowing all things. You see, many people eat very delicious, fatty, health compromising foods. And God allows that. Huh? A baby is born. Many are born. The world's population is rising. God allows it. So what does that mean? That God allows. God allows good things. God allows bad things. God allows neutral things. What? Yes, of course. That's because God allows free will. So what does that mean? What does that say to me? Oh, God allowed Miles Monroe and his wife and the other passengers, Dr. Binda and others, to die in a plane crash. What does that mean? What does that mean? It's the same God allowed them all to live to that age and those ages and enjoy the lives that they were enjoying. What does that mean? Right? It means he allows it. And so what are we to take away from that? What does that say? The challenge is when you blame him for something, you blame him for it while not taking account for the other on the other side. Your plant dies and you blame God. But the plant was growing and was alive until it died. And you what do you do? I had a friend in a roommate in college. My roommate once said to me, he said, Chivago, you are a religious person and they don't understand how you could believe in God. He said, because how could a good God have babies suffer and die? And I said to him, almost immediately, I said, let me ask you a question. Is the world's population rising or falling? He said, it's rising. I said, so in order for the world's population to rise, more people have to be born and live than die. True or not true? He said, yes. More people have to be. I said, so if a bad God is the reason for the babies dying, then who is responsible for the more abundant babies being born and living? And he was stunned. And I said, so you have to make up your mind, because even on your logic, he must be a more good God than he is a bad God, since he's got more babies living and surviving than dying. So make up your mind which one you want to blame him for. And this is just the problem with our trying to presume on things we really have no business in. Right? It's like people, oh, this one going to hell now. It says, who? Jesus say, who can't say who going to heaven, who going to hell? That's not your business. You're not the decider. And shut your mouth with that stuff. What you know is who going to hell is who God sent to hell, who going to heaven, who's God sent to heaven. But you can't say, hey, Chicago going, or this one going. That's not your business, nor mine. Says, hey, Mr. Lang, the Ministry of Transport now needs to find a way to navigate our pine forest on all islands in case something like this happens again. Yeah, yep. Yeah, transport and aviation are different, I'm told. Okay. Transport and aviation been going through plenty. Plenty. In these last weeks, plenty. Government of the Bahamas been going through plenty in these last weeks. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
Hey, right here, man. What's up?
Boy, this a real rough patch right here. And there is a difference when you have a parent or a grandparent who's up in age and has diminishing health, and then they pass. Yes, you love them and you miss them. But there's a big difference when there is a young person involved, a son, a daughter, a niece, a nephew, a grandchild, and their future is bright. And then suddenly it is just taken away for whatever reason. And like you state so clearly, we don't know the reason why these tragedies and catastrophes are really taking place. We don't know. We don't know all the factors involved, but there is a difference, and it really, really breaks your heart when you know that a person has a really bright future, and then it's just taken away, cut so short. And so, this is a real rough patch. This month and a half is really being rough, man.
Yeah, difficult time. Difficult time, man. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Yeah. Difficult. And you know, we human beings have the ability cope well with most things, you know. And thankfully so, quite frankly, because if we didn't, there'd be probably a lot more mental insanity and chaos in the world. But we have the ability to grapple with these things and to come to grips with them and eventually accept and then move on, even if still scarred or wounded or hurting. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello, Mr. Lang. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm good. My condolences to those families. You know, yesterday was a year that my mom passed. Nursey. And, you know, to kind of, and my sister's birthday was on Independence Day, and she had passed 18 years ago. And I mean, but that, when I heard what happened, it was almost like I was just like numb. Because I can't even imagine. And I want people to be a little bit more sensitive and to show a little bit more compassion, because I know that there are a lot of questions. There is a lot of anger. When you talk about grief, there is grief counseling in the Bahamas, and I suggest that they do try to find it and get help, because it is something that is tragic. But people just need to understand, when people are going through situations, and this one is beyond imagination, like, you really need to put yourself in the person's shoe, and like you said, give them time. Because a person has to go through grief, you know, in their own ways. There's, I mean, yes, you can suggest, oh, you could do this, you could do that, but they have to go through it. And that's the only way they are going to be able to heal properly. And be able to come to grips with what has happened. And yes, you do question God when these things happen. You do. And there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-mm. But what you're saying that some people do, like, no, that's beyond me. I don't know. Yes, I remember there was a book that I read, Why Good Things Happen to Bad. I mean, Why Good Things Happen, Bad Things Happen to Good People. You just really don't know the full answer for that. So, you know, you just have to kind of like just go through the process. But I just urge Bahamians and people in general not to be insensitive, because some people say some of the silliest things at the worst times. And sometimes even if you know those persons who are grieving right now, just to even go and sit still if you want to, just sit still with the person. You don't have to say anything, you know, but you're just there. You're just there, you know, or find a way to be helpful in whatever way they need you. But there's really nothing you can say in this time to them, because they're very numb. They're basically not even here. They're just here, but they're not, you know, because they're grappling with all of things. And so, you know, like I said, I will be praying for them, and pray for them prayers, you know, for their peace and their comfort at this difficult time. And, you know, and that God will give them answers and will be able to just, you know, assuage their hearts and minds and, you know, help them to get to a better peaceful state in the next couple of days and months and years. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well said. Appreciate you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we will continue our conversation. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, everybody, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Wow, it's 35 years already. Where has the time gone? Look at where we have come from. Caribbean Gas would like to say thank you to our valuable customers and our dedicated staff. Let's celebrate this, our 35th anniversary. From June 16th to July 16th, we will celebrate with you. Giveaways. If you spend $50, you are eligible to win a 100-pound cylinder, 50-inch TV, gas stove, AC unit, and much, much more. Visit us on Gladstone Road, Caribbean Gas. It's our 35th anniversary. Let's celebrate!
The Progressive Jackpot is on fire at Everybody Wins Live. First, a player won over $20,000 in cash. Then, another player took home over $30,000 in cash. That's more than $50,000 in jackpot winnings already. Now, the jackpot has reset and is growing again. With a minimum $10 bet, you could be eligible for the next big win. Lottery, casino, only at Everybody Wins Live, where winnings live.
Mic drop.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the Gold Package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Shop with ease using the digital Bahamian dollar. Sand Dollar is a convenient, safe, and secure way to pay for your goods at the grocery store. Just like physical cash, Sand Dollar is issued by Central Bank of the Bahamas. Download a Sand Dollar-enabled digital wallet today.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window theaters, no job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
How do I say goodbye to what we had?
the good times that made us laugh outweigh them bad. I thought we'd get to see forever, but forever.
I don't know where this room is going to lead. All I know is where we've been and what
Welcome back. Welcome back to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this very difficult day, on these difficult days for our nation, but most particularly for the family of 10 souls who lost their lives on that plane crash on Independence Day. The issue is still very much live. The emotions quite raw. The grief thick. And I imagine, questions deep and real. I've come to learn my own self to live with uncertainty. Things I don't know, things I may never know, things I may only come to know on the other side of this life. But I've, at the very least, in my faith, I can't come to resign myself to the fact that it will work out for those who believe, called according to the purposes of God. His text is, Mr. Lang, can you imagine all of the tragedies that occurred throughout so many centuries during the Bible days? How did the people cope with those tragedies? What made them stronger? What encouraged them to go on? These are the important life questions we continue to seek meaningful answers to throughout the centuries. It's a good question. Some suggest that is the reason why religion formed, because with their ponderings about the mysteries of the universe, the mysteries of the world in which they live, people came to believe that there has to be something else, something beyond us. You know, listen, and I can see that. Listen, if you don't believe in God, right? I don't even want to say something, right? If you don't believe in God, that's on you, right? But I sometimes lay down on my sofa. This happened to me recently. Or I'm driving through the United States of America, or I'm in Brazil, or in Tokyo, or I'm in Brussels, or I'm in Munich, Germany, or I am in Paris, France, or I am somewhere in St. Lucia or in Barbados, and I'm looking around and I am seeing all these human happenings, doings, inventions, etc. And I'm thinking to myself, every time I see such a thing, I'm thinking there has to be some proposer, some intender, some intentional intellectual that did it. And then I have to look on all of us and think to myself, oh, this was all an accident. I'm saying to myself, not a possible chance. Or I may not know the exact answer to why and how we got here, but I'm sure it ain't no accident. Because I ain't no accident. Because this life I'm living is too deliberate, too intentional. I got a clock on my wall. You think if I saw a clock just hanging someplace in space, I'm thinking to myself, oh, that just happened by accident? That all them parts just happened to come together like that? But I think this sophisticated clock was made by a proposer, by an intelligent intellectual being. But I look at my own human body, so craftily and finely designed, and think to myself, this was just an accident of evolution. Hell no. I cannot. Nothing in my intelligence could allow me to do such a thing. And yes, I studied economics and finance and business administration and banking. I studied all kinds of things. And I know all kinds of things, but nothing in my education to look upon us and our activities with all the intentionality we have and think to myself, this was all just an accident. Not possible, not possible in my mind, not possible, not possible that just some primordial soup happened to have a sufficiency of collision come together. I'm human being popping off clocks and cars and TVs and cellular phones and satellite systems and sending man to the moon. And I must believe, because I'm so intelligent, that was all just an accident. No, sorry, Bob. Mm-mm. And so I'm prepared to accept and concede things will happen in this life that will be a mystery for me. But that don't mean it's a mystery for everybody. And it don't mean it's a mystery for whoever designed it all. And yes, I can allow for inconsistencies, and I can allow for things I'm confused about. I can allow for things I question, etc. But just like the man who ingeniously created this and ingeniously came up with that, but still could be an idiot in some other area of his life. But there's some things I just don't know. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm listening to you. All right, I have time with you, so maybe you try to call on a different line.
Hello, nice to meet you, Mr. Langley.
Yes, we're listening to you. I'm listening to you on air.
Oh, Mr. Lang.
What's going on?
What you said was so profound, right? I just was listening to an audio tape of the Bible, right? Mm-hmm. And what is so profound about the Bible is the genealogy. It tracks from the day of creation to the death of Christ and to the dispensation of the gospel throughout the world. And so when you have chronological proof, right, backed by other historical documents, right, it's really hard to dispute it, you know. When you talk about Greece, Rome, all these different places,
And they, and Africa and those places, when those countries look into their history books and can confirm the events that took place in the Bible, brother, they got to be a God. I'll hang on to the rest of the show.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. See, for me, see the Bible, when you reference the Bible for the atheists, you come to what they call a circular argument, a closed argument, because you're arguing from a point they don't believe in. They don't believe in the Bible to begin with. So they ain't trying to prove God by the Bible because they don't believe the Bible is true, right? I'm not even talking about the Bible today. I'm not talking about theology. I'm saying me, Yavago Light. I'm living in a world where all I see is intentionality. I see a road paved. I don't think that happened by accident. I don't know where you could find me an accidental road paving anywhere in the history of the universe. I see a wall built around a house, and I don't know where you could show me a wall built around a house by accident of history anywhere in human history. I see a car, whether it's a little Paso or a BMW in the year, and I don't see anywhere on planet Earth or in the universe where you could show me such a thing happening by accident. Every time you see it, you ask for the designer of the wall, the constructor of the wall, the paver of the road, the manufacturer of the car. But all of those things pale in comparison to the sophistication and intentionality of the human biology itself. Itself, this body itself, on every animal body and plant body. And I must look at them with all their findings that's true of them, and I must say that's all happened by accident. I could see exactly why the Bible does say a fool, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. See why that is true. I can honestly see why that's true. The Bible didn't say the fool, there is no Christianity, you know, no Muslim, Islam. The Bible didn't say that. It said, I can see why the Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Didn't even say in his mind. Saying it's hard because you got to be a fool to look at that and think, man, this is all by accident. Just by accident. Yeah, but let me tell you something, right? If it was all by accident, accident is a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant entity. And I suggest to you, accident is God. Okay. If evolution is the designer of all of this, then evolution is exquisitely intelligent and purposeful. And I would dare say evolution, God. Therefore, I cannot say there is no God, even if I choose to call it him, evolution or accident. There you go. We got to take our final break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Line. Your host, our sponsors, we'll be back after this.
Take a stand, take a stand, everybody.
Chicken tenders, and they're everything you've been craving.
Crispy, juicy,
and seasoned just right.
These tenders bring the flavor from the very first bite.
Dip them,
dunk them,
love them
with sauces like sweet chili,
scorching hot,
ranch,
honey barbecue,
honey mustard,
and Wendy's signature sauce.
Grab them as a kid's meal,
enjoy them on their own,
or it's the spot
every time.
For tenders you're gonna know by name,
it's gotta be Wendy's.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world, see how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
It may be hot outside, but you can stay cool knowing BOB is backing your summer plans. That's because summer starts with Bank of the Bahamas.
Whether you're paying school fees, planning home improvements, or taking a much-needed vacation, BOB is the loan rate in the country, and we will beat any rate offered by 1%.
So don't sweat the small stuff. Let BOB help you take care of business so you can get to summer fun. Apply for your BOB summer loan today.
BOB, your bank of solutions.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Whether you're 25, 45, or 65, financial security is important to you. It's important to FamGuard, too. And whether you're starting your career, growing your family, or expanding your group of companies has the products and expertise to meet your needs. Life and health insurance, home and auto coverage, pensions and annuities, investments, and mortgages, all backed by the company's reputation for financial strength and reliability. Visit your nearest FamGuard office or FamGuardBahamas.com today.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply. This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us for the remainder of this show. This text says, I don't know if age makes a difference. My parent was 90 and I asked God for 10 more years. I got 4 to this day. Sometimes it's like it was yesterday. Yeah, it, for you, it would be what it would be. And for others, it might be what it might be. So, you know, it might not make a difference for you. It may make a difference for others, that's for sure. We each deal with it our own way. Folks, again, to all of you who have been touched by this tragedy in a very personal way, because you're a family member or dear friend, our condolences. We trust and pray for God's strength and comfort and guidance for you and yours in this difficult time. And as I leave you today, I leave you with this song that I hope will provide, at least for the moment, some measure of comfort. God bless you, keep you, and He spares our lives. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Y'all have a super, super remainder of the day.
Great is your mercy towards me, Jesus, your loving kindness towards me, but it's your tender mercies I see, day after day. Can you help me sing forever? And you're always providing for me.
Yes, God.
Great is your mercy.
Great is your grace.
expert.